Dan gaan we naar deze wat ik daarmee aan maar weer bij hebben. We're now moving on to the next part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that there's four obvious Nezikin. So, boy, Mave Heve. So, we now need to know what is Mave. And that's going to really teach us what Shoyu as well. So, my Mave, what is Mave? That's the most question. My Mave. Rav Amar, Mave is the Odom. Mave refers to Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik is an Av. The person damages, he's chayav to pay, as ikshoni, Odom Ud Lo'ilam. Shmuel Omar, Mave Zeh Hashem. Shmuel says Mave is Sheol. Mave is referring to the animal eating. So now why did each one say what they said? Rav Omar, Mave Zeh Odom, Tetziv. Yeah, I brought this along just to translate because it was a little bit tough. Everything is shy. What page?
Oh,
Value.
the
Huh? No, it's taken as wrong.
no, unfortunately.
Father, which policy is that? You're based. Here we are. So the pasuk says, "Omar Shoyma also v'kiv gam loyla." That's what we say in Hamavdil, Motzei Shabbos. Omar Shoyma also v'kiv gam loyla, which means that the Shoyma said that morning is coming, v'gam loyla, but it'll also be night. So Rashi is Masbir here, but that means that the Geula is coming, and there's going to be Geula for tzaddikim. The Shoyma is Hashem, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, "Also v'kiv." That the Geula is coming from the Tzaddikim, but v'gam loylo. There's also going to be tzoros for the Rishoyim, going to be chayshet for Rishoyim. But the pasuk ended off into oyun ve'oyu, shuvu esoyu. If you really desire it, repent and come. Into oyun ve'oyu, in the way they translate it is, if you really desire it. Right? So says Rashi, it says the Gemara, you see the Loshon of Niv'e or Mav'e, which is similar to Tiv'oyun, but Oyun is something to do with people. The person really desires it. Something to do with people. Therefore, it is Odom. In Tiv'oyun, but Oyun. Okay, so that's the Makor why Rav said Mav'e Odom. You see the Pasuk's talking about. It's something to do with people. And Shmuel says, Mabel is Hashem. Yachsiv, Ech nechbesu, or here we have the other one, Esav Evadia. Okay. I find these Evadia a bit small. Twice. No, not yet. No, it's not well. Yeah, I have to find that lovely bit, that's all. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see it there. Look through it. It's very small. Oh, Nivu Matspunov. So what do we see from this passage that anything to do with Shem? The literal translation of Eich Nechetzu means the enemies of Esau searched and they found his hidden treasures. Eich Nechetzu Esau found it. Right? So what do we see from there? My Masha, how do you see anything to do with Shem? Kedimetargum Rav Yosef said the Targum of this Pasuk, Ichtin is banish Esav, how the enemies of Esav searched, is Galon Mitzmeroy, and they revealed, so this is the word Nivu. Nivu means to reveal. They revealed his hidden items. And that we know already from Shem, is Roshan Gorol, Roshan revealed, Midan and Dafkim al Madalif. So you see that the word Nivu has to do with Shem, because it's got to do with reveal. Teeth or something revealed, something is not.
You
this as the enemies of Israel? That's how I saw it, so I'm explaining it. No.
But some of Rashi click.
It's talking about the treasures of Esau. So people searching for the treasures of Esau won't be Esau himself. That's how I saw the experience. It means the enemies of Esau. Right. Okay. But you're right. Also doesn't say it. Okay. So that's the truth talking. I have one passage which is talking about Mave as an Odom, because it says in Tavoyu and Voyu, if you desire it, you should desire it. And Shmuel says it's going on Shem, because the passage says Nibu. And the Yosef with Metalgam, the word Nibu, should be Iskalim. Iskalim is also revealed, which is to do with teeth. Let's see Rashi. Omar Shoymer. Rashi is the third last narrow line, the pre penultimate line. Of narrow, the narrow, pre-penultimate narrow. Omar Shemer, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, Voikim. Yehuda is coming for Tzadikim. The Gam Loido, the Tzadikim is going to be for a show. But in Teshuvah, B'Teshuvah, the Tevakshim Mechila, for oil, if they really want to ask Mechila, they'll get it. Alma, for Odom, Ksir, for oil. And the Lashon, for oil, is referring to Odom. Iglayim, that's what Targum of Nibu was. Tilgum Oishel Nibu. Alma Nibu Loshen Gilui. Nibu means to be revealed. Hilkath Oma Mabe Zashen. That's why Shmuel said the word Mabe is Shen. The Mabe Loshen Meguluhu. The Mabe is a Loshen all revealed. The Haino Shen. That's T. Shepomi Megule. Obami Mechuse. Sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's uncovered. So that's the loss we said, Golol. It's a loss of teeth. Sure, Iglayim. That one?
Yeah.
Targum Shel Nibu. The Targum of Nibu is Iglayim. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, Alma, from here we see, Nibu, the word Nibu is Loshen Gilui, means to be revealed. Ilkoch, therefore, Omar, he said, who's he? Shmuel, Mave ze Hashem, the Mave is Shem, the Mave Loshen Meguluhu, because Mave means to be revealed. It's an expression of revealing. The Haino Shem, which is referring to Shem, Shepo'omim Megule, Shepo'omim Mechusa, sometimes it's open, and sometimes it's covered. So, it's like treasures. Treasures are hidden, but then you open them, you find it, uncover them. So to the teeth is covered, and doesn't matter, it's uncovered.
Even if it doesn't mean good, does he join the teeth?
So the mabe is a notion of something which is sometimes covered and sometimes uncovered. And the Mishnah says one of the obvious Zikin is mabe. So what one's going to be? Yeah. The is always uncovered. And what other ones are? So Odom, he doesn't want to say it's got anything to do with Odom. So what else can Mabe be?
Does that mean we we have the silence in one of the hours.
No, the mission uses the word Mabe. And we're looking around tonight to find something which is similar to Mabe to say that's what the Mishnah is referring to.
Sure.
And we found one. We found one talking about Shem, and we're talking about revealed. Oh, that makes sense. The Tana is referring to Shem, which is sometimes revealed.
During the discussion, why is it so poetic? Why is it so apparent?
Why is the mission not fitting?
Yeah, it seems a bit, but we're struggling to.
We are struggling. So it seems there's a serious disagreement in what it is.
Yeah.
It's not an order, it's not a shed.
It's true. Yeah. But the comma, why would it be more?
Why can they just write a shed?
And even the tips.
Or order.
Even the tips are pretty obscure.
Right.
But,
yeah, I think one's going to ask that. Ah, okay, you're saying different. Why did the novice speak like
that? Right, even the child is hard to
get. Yeah, that's why we needed that Oxford.
To
even get it. But put on the first page if you want to tell us to sure. How did someone tree also there? Yeah. Okay. Then the question on the mission is definitely a good question. Yeah. Talking about mother, if you mean to say Odom, say Odom. What's so difficult to say the word Odom? Yeah, if you mean Shem, say Shem. What's wrong with saying Shem? Even Shen is not mentioned in the Torah. Via Mr. Acher. Okay, Via, you meant to know. Via means any X. That's what it means. But it's not the word Shen.
Right.
Everything is a bit obscure. I haven't answered you, just added more fuel to your questions. For some reason, yes.
It's awesome.
Star. I didn't see them, but yeah. So all this would be gone. The whole Dachin of Gemara would be. Right, okay, says the Gemara. Michti, in the first word of the line is Michti. No, two before that, really. Hirab, the first word of the line is it's Gali. But you know what, before we do this, just there's a small taste on the side here, which Chaval to come back to afterwards. It says on the words, Kidimitagim of Yosef, very easy tastes, just speak out. Kidimitagim of Yosef, why was Rav Yosef the one who was the big Targum man? Kimitagim of Yosef. It didn't say Kimitagim of Shnorchanina and Paris. Why did it say Kimitagim of Yosef? It says Rashi, it says thesis, knock out of Yosef. You see this, so it's the second half thesis on the page. Knock out of Yosef, Fisho Yonboki, Bitalgum. Because he was the expert on the Targum. He used to be every person about their expertise. He was the expert on the Targum. Now, this is a little bit problematic. This Targum is actually Targum of Yosef Ben Azir. He didn't even use it for it. It's written there. It's Targum's there. So he said, no, Shiyesh Kami in Yoni Targum. There's, in the Targums, there's lots of different gusois and things. And Yosef was the one who really knew each one. And therefore, we're quoting Yosef to say it. Now, there were some other people who learned something else about Yosef. You know, Yosef was blind. Yosef was blind, and therefore there were some people who said that somebody's blind, he can't enter it, because it's one should have something which is written down, also lema balpeh, yeshlema balpeh, and I don't have to say balpeh, it's not a place. You can't say psukim balpeh for no reason, right? Even for a reason, you can't say psukim balpeh. You can't say shema and tefillah balpeh, which is part of the tefillah, things which are part of the tefillah, you can say balpeh. And also, things which are not such common psukim. For instance, you can't say that out there. You have to read it from inside. So Rav Yosef was blind, so you could never say these psukim. That's what some people wanted to say. And that's why it's the Targum of Yosef. Rav Yosef always had to say the Targum, he could never say the psukim. That's what some people wanted to say. And then that's a good pshat. He did the Targum of Yosef. If Yosef was the one who told us the Targum, because he couldn't learn the Pesukim, he had always said the Targum. Since Thesis, that's not the Pshat. The Loike, the Pirish Ba'alma, not like someone explains elsewhere. Lefi Shahoyo Sagino, because he was a blind person. Udvorim Shebesav, Yatar Shoylim Alpen. And the Loch is the Dvorim Shebesav, something written in one of the 24 books of the Torah. You're not allowed to say Balpeh, Yatar Shoyloima, Alpeh. You're not allowed to say Alpeh, Balpeh, Olokach, Hoyoima, Targum. And therefore he would say the Targum. Not like that. Since those, I don't agree with that shot. Why? In Mishum, Eis Nasois, Oma Hossam to show you. The Gemara said that because of Eis Nasois, Lashem, There's a certain heter of Eis Lasis Hashem Mefiru to Yisrael. The pasuk says that sometimes, in order to help Hashem, you're allowed to go against what the Torah said. You have to have a special keshven reshemaim from the Chazal, when you can say, when you can't. And the Gemara says, for instance, we're learning Torah Shel Baal Peh. We're reading inside. How can that be? He said, why is it written down? It's the same answer. And the answer is, Eis Lasis Hashem, and Firu Torah, there was a matzah when Torah was being forgotten. Because I realized that if they decided that you wouldn't allow it to be written down, that would be it. There would be no more Torah. As Eis Lasis Hashem, and Firu Torah. So too, says Leifus, who are in Paket, who are in the opposite way around, that Dvarim, which are meant to be read inside, for somebody who can't read inside because he's blind, if you wouldn't allow him to turn to learn, all of his Torah is going to go out the window. So in Meida, there's an Eis Lasis Hashem. In the Chor Eis Lasis God will be there. There's no greater Eis Lasis than this to allow a person to learn Tanakh. Therefore, says Jesus, the Pshat why it says Kiddim et Targum of Yosef is not because Yosef was unable to learn the Torah by heart, because he would be able to, because Eis Lasis Hashem. But rather, the reason why it was et Targum of Yosef, because he was the expert in Torah. Okay? Somebody once said about the reform movement that they allowed people to come to Shulam by car. But on Shabbos, it's because of Eis Lasis Hashem, if you wouldn't allow them to come to Shul by car, and they wouldn't come to Shul. So you see, just like we're matter these things, so today it can be matter to drive in a car. The difference is you have to look what happened because you allowed them to drive in the car. Obviously, you need Chazal to work out what's going to be. They allowed us to write down the Torah and look at people learning Torah for thousands of years. They allowed people to come by car on Shabbos, the next generation already going. So there's no, can't make up your own in Eis Lasis Hashem. Need to have. So the Gemara said it on. The Gemara said Eis Lasis Hashem to explain why we have Talmud Bavli.
Right, that's a national level. Torah itself, even what's here, is for the sake of an individual.
All blind people. Not just him,
but
anyone is
that.
Right.
It's individuals.
That's a good point. They also say the Gemara was interesting, they're writing down what they're saying about the same up here. Oh, look, and I'll taste it. Oh, I'm showing you critical thesis. This is understood as much as we're worried about, right, on a national level. Nobody can be learning. We have to worry also about, on a national level, all blind people won't be able to learn. Yeah. Tais himself says that people are good. Okay, so that was a small point to the Tais, which wanted just to cup around while we're going. So now we're back to the Gemara. The Gemara said Rav and Shmuel. Rav learned Mave is Odo. Shmuel said Mave is Shem. Why did now the Gemara's going to explain why did Rav not hold like Shmuel? Why did Shmuel not hold like Rav? Said the Gemara, first word on the line is Skalim Mitmeroy. Says the Gemara, Rav, my time, you're like, oh my gosh, Shmuel, why didn't Rav hold with Shmuel? Why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? That means Shem. Omer Lechor. So he'll say to you, Mik Toni Niven. In the Mishnah, it said Mave. It didn't say Niven. If it says Niven, I can hear it means Shem. It doesn't say that, it says Mave. Mave sounds closer to in Tivoyun Boyun. Says Shmuel, my time alone like Rav, why didn't Shmuel hold like Rav? Om Lecho, he'll say to you, me Tony Boye. Well, he's in the Mishnah Boye, says Mave. So anyway, this word Mave is a bit similar to Nive. I think it's more like Nive, more than Boye. And Rav was saying, the Mave doesn't sound like Nibu, so I think it's more connected to the word Boye. So each person took the word and said, well, this one looks more like that, and this one looks more like that. She says the Gemara, at the end of the day, neither of them are right. Michti kroi loikemar daiki. Veloikemar daiki, michti kroi. Since the psukim, loikemar daiki. They don't fit in like Rav. Veloikemar daiki, they don't fit in like Shmuel. They don't fit in, not like you, and not like you. So we're back to the question. Rav, my time, why did Rav not say that Shmuel? You can't tell me, you know why Rav didn't go with Shmuel, because it doesn't say Nivi. But it doesn't say Bo either, right? It doesn't say either way. It doesn't say what you want it to say. So why in the end of the day did not hold like Shmuel? My time, lo yomak is Shmuel. It's a very fair question. Why don't you say that Mave is Shem? Well, it says the Gemara, you know why? Tono. Rav held that the Tana said, Shori, Pachol Melidu Shori. Shen's already mentioned. It says, there's Arba, obviously speaking, Shori, Boy, Mave, Heve, what's Shori? Everything to do with the Shori. You have Karen, you have Shen, you have Regel, that's all Shori. So what's Mave? It can't be Shen, we already said Shen. Shen comes under the category of Shori. Elama, you must be. Mave is. Hold on. Right? Shmuel Nami, phrasing more. So now what's Shmuel going to say to that time? Shmuel's time. We've already said Shem. Shoy includes everything. In Shmuel Nami, autonomy Shoy. Omar Yude says Yude, Tono Shoy le Kavnoi. Omar Menishinoi. Very good. It says the answer is that Shoy means Karen. Ki yigaf Shoy ish Shoy here. The first thing was Shoy. Shoy is Karen. And Mave then is Shem. So Shmuel answered that. You wanted to say that Shoy means all the obviouses. He cannot Shoy. We means Karen, Shen, and Regular. That's not true. Shoy is Karen. And Mave is Shem. Any other difficulties with this? No, so once you tell me that, so it is. Say again. Say your question.
Yeah, well, it's true. How do you substantiate your understanding of short? One of these all three things.
Okay, the Gemara is going to look at that bear soon. It's one of the short ones. The Mishnah is only talking about Momanapad. So that we're going to see. But no, there's another question. It's more basic. It's definitely a question that needs to be asked. Shoy is Karen and Mave is Shem.
What's Brenda?
Oh, very good. That's the question that needs to be asked. I'm Gregor. That's the question that needs to be asked. Again, the Gemara's going to ask them. That's the question that's going to be asked. If you're saying that Shoy is one of the obvious Zikin of Shor, and Shen is Mave is Shen, then we're missing one. We're missing Regel. So Rashi here straight away points that out. If Rashi points out a question, it means it's a question we should have been asking. Rashi doesn't give a whole list of questions. At this stage, you shouldn't be having. That's why I waited for one of you to come up with that one. There's Rashi. Never. Never. We didn't actually do this when it was on the previous month. Meet Tony Never. Remember that Shmuel said Rav didn't hold like Shmuel because it doesn't say Nive. Says Rashi, Nive the mashma hu atzmoi Nive. Never means it is revealed. Nigne. Mave Ktoni. It says Mave. Shumave Dovo Ache. Mave means it does something else. Nive means it is revealed. Niv utsimitspinum. It is revealed. Mave means It does something to something. So says Rav, I don't agree with you, Shmuel. Because if Shen means, if Mave means Shen, Shen means it is revealed, not it reveals anything else. It is revealed. If so, it's the wrong term to use the word Mave, we should use the word Nive. So Elamai, Mave must be referring to Odom, because Odom is something which is more doing something to others, right? So that's why it should have been Mave. And Shmuel said it should have used the Lashon of Boye. If Mav is Odom, it should use Lashon Boye. Lashon Boyu, the apostle that we had in Ishai. So the word's wrong according to Shmuel. So neither of them were happy with the other one's pasuk, and the truth is that neither of them are matim. So the Gemara said, so why did Rav not hold like Shmuel? So he said, because Shor includes all three. And what did Shmuel do with that? Why did Shmuel? So what did Shmuel do with that? So he said, no, Tomas Shoy, second last line of Rashi. Tomas Shoy the Kaunoi, or Ma Veleshino. Then Rashi, come on, Barich, later on, we're going to ask Regel Maishai. What happened to Regel? Why are you missing out Regel? According to Shmuel, you've missed out one of the opposite Zikin. You missed out Regel. And Shoy is Keren, and Boy is Boy, and Mave is Shen. What happened to Regel? That's Rashi's Kasha, which we brought Shem from the Chabad to. Okay, now here, from here, the next four lines of the Gemara is really interesting Gemara. It's like so counterintuitive. You've done this one already? Yeah? So counterintuitive. You didn't do the Gemara yet? So where were you holding?
Didn't do much of this.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we'll finish on Thursday
and I'll
share it Sunday morning.
Okay. Well, I'll keep going. No, it's Friday, yes. They're getting longer as well, say half an hour longer. This is what the Gemara said. This is what Mishra said. Remember, according to Shmuel, show is what?
No.
What's Shmuel, what's Shmuel? So let's go back to the Mishnah of this. Let's try and read the Mishnah. Remember this Mishnah, second line? Shor is not like Mavi. Why not? Why Shor? Shor is what? Keren. And Mavi is Shem. Keren is not like Mavi. Meaning, remember what I had to read this Mishnah? Now, had the Torah written Shor, you wouldn't have known Shem. Had the Torah written Keren, you wouldn't have known Shem. Why not? Why had the Torah written Shor, you wouldn't have known Shem? Had the Torah written Keren, you wouldn't have known Shem? But Tosafot said, because Shem is more makel than Keren. Right? Keren is not as kuladik as Shem. And therefore, had the Torah written Keren, I wouldn't have known Shem. I wouldn't have known Shem. Why not? Says the Gemara, that came along with this. Lo ya Keren, it's a good thing also we're doing it first, because otherwise you've got so much sugar on this line of the Gemara, you wouldn't have gone further, you'd say it doesn't make any sense, and you wouldn't have got any further. So it's good that in this way I'm easing you into it, and then afterwards, when you've heard it, not so mind-boggling. Lo ya Keren, she'en hano lazika. Keren is no hano. So you can't compare Keren. Had the Torah written Keren, you thought Keren, because there's no hano. Ki Hashem. You want me to go back? Second last line. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Lo Ya Keren. Here they are, David.
Lo Ya. What's the flow from having these words? Where
does
it start from? The flow?
It starts from Hafi Ka'ama. Till here. Till Hafi Ka'ama, we were explaining what the words Shor and Mave means in the Mishnah. So Rav Shmuel was saying Shor means Keren and Mave means Shem. And now the next sign of the Mishnah was Lo Yi Ha Keren, Ki Yi Ha Shor. Mavi, right? So he's now explaining the next time the Gemara, the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah meant. Lo yaker keren. The kula of keren is not as great as the kula of shen. Why not? She'ein keren, the kula is not so great. Why? She'ein anon as zekri. Keren, there's no anon. The animal gets no benefit from what it does. So that's not as makeldik, that's not as lenient as Kiri Hashem, as Shem.
Really?
Yeah. Shem, Hano, Nezeker. Translate it.
Doesn't have
the
pleasure of causing damage.
Oh, it's damaged. The thing that damaged, you get no pleasure out of it. It goes and doesn't get any pleasure. Right? That's Karen. What's Karen do? Kavanose la hazik. And that's it. Doesn't have any anor from it. He's not doing it because he wants to have a lunch. So had the Torah written Karen, I would have thought Karen got valid because there's no anor. But it's not comparable to I Hashem, the kulus of Shem. Why? Because Shem is much more maker. Why is it much more maker? She yesh hano lezeker. Karen, now Shem is much more reason for lenience. Why? Because it has hano. Boom, fuck it. Very good. Boom, fuck it. One of the most counterintuitive lines you'll find ever. We're saying that Karen, which gets no anor, there's more of a reason to be chayev than Shem when there's no anor. Why should that be? One second, we have another line we might just make it even more kishmak for you on a Sunday morning. Veloi, top line along the base. Veloi, oh, hold on. Veloi, Hashem. Shem. Shem is not as meiko as Karen. You know why? Because Shem ain't kemonos lahas. Shen you should be chayev for because it doesn't have kavana to damage. Kiriya Karen, you can't compare it to the kulus of Karen. So kavanos and hazik. Karen is more of a reason to be maker because it's kavana and hazik. Had the Torah written Shen, I would have thought Shen I'm chayev because I don't have, the animal doesn't have kavana and hazik. But Karen, I'd be potter. Right? Karen, the animal had kavana to do what it did. So maybe you're not really going to be chayev for such a thing. There's more of a reason to be chayev when it doesn't have kavanah hazik than when it does. You meant to ask again. Don't fuck it. The Gemara said statements which sound opposite, completely opposite. Right?
The definition of Re'i is what
again? Re'i is kula.
Always?
Not always.
No other shots?
No. That was the thesis of based on that. That's here, the third text on the page. In this Mishnah, the Re and Hare is come to the Kule.
So you're saying otherwise.
No, Mishnah.
Sorry, help us, no?
Can we switch it back? Maybe we switch it back. But that's why we have to learn this. Aleph told us types of the Mishnah. That loy aray means the kula. That was mochach, but the Gemara carried on. Loy zeh v'zeh sheish ben rochayim ke aray aray sheish ben rochayim. Definitely the kula. What the Mishnah? How we got?
I'm explaining it.
Explaining the Mishnah, right? Right. So explaining the Mishnah, the Gemara says two svaris which sound so opposite. What's the first svar? To have a Karen, have the Torah written Karen, you would talk Karen, you're chayiv. Why? Because you don't get any anor what you're doing. But Shen, which you get anor from what you're doing, maybe you're potter. And have the Torah written Shen, you would talk Shen, you're chayiv, because there's no kavon and hazik. Hey, if there's kavon and hazik, maybe you'd be potter. Sounds almost like. Had the Torah written Shen, I would have thought Shen, I'm chayiv, because there's no kavonah. Same what the Gemara said, not saying what you wanted to say, right? The Gemara said that had the Torah written Shen, had the thought the Chayiv for Shen because there's no Kavana. Hashem gain keren if there is kavana, you'd be potter. That's why they don't need them to write keren. So it's the most counterintuitive Gemara posture. The most of the Gemara is going to ask, Lav Kamachomer is not Kamachomer. The Gemara is going to ask him and saying it's tremendously wrong, right? It's Pumpakets, yeah, it's Kamachomer. If there is your Chai, when there's no kavana, certainly you should be Chai if there is kavana, right? And if you're in the Chai, when there's no Ano, certainly you should be Chai if there is Ano, right? It's a Kamachomer, but sounds a bit strange. It should even be a half a minute, such a half a minute to say such a thing. Right? A half a minute of a Gemara is also a half a minute. So there is going to be a thesis here on the last thesis. It's going to explain to us the half a minute. But it's actually almost makes sense. You have an animal that's got a wild passion. Wild. It's just wild. So maybe it's impossible to look after such an animal. So if you have an animal which is very tame, it's much easier to look after it. So you have Karen, which is Gavanos and Ahadim, impossible to look after such a thing. So maybe the Torah would make a chai for that.
Would not.
It's a crazy animal. I didn't make it. It was born that way. What do you want me to do? Kill off all the animals?
No, I mean, not in the domestic setting.
But that's where Shvarim are. You want to kill them in the middle of the desert? That's where they're So we don't chef, we have no animals in. Don't chef them. Finish.
It was an average. It's an anomaly. This particular shore. Normal shores are not like that. So you wouldn't kill all the animals, you just kill out the.
No, but the Torah is saying that, had the Torah not written Karen, and only written Shen, I would have thought Shen you're crying for because there's no Kavanah Hazik. But Karen, you're not chayef for. Karen Tam, you're not chayef for because it's Kavanos in Ahad. What's the svar? Fakir, Kavachim. So there's just such a svar which they suggest, which we'll have to see inside Kavanah. They suggest that animals are more Kavanah and Hazik and harder to look after. And maybe if it's harder to look after, it's almost like we get away with this. Maybe you wouldn't be liable for it. So although it sounded almost fakir, I don't know, maybe there's something in it. Well, then, Hanoi. If an animal's got a gnaw, it's got much more of a drive to do it than an animal that doesn't. So maybe it's not possible to look after animals that have such a drive. They have such a passion, it's not possible to do anything about it. So maybe there's a habimina that maybe only chai for animals that don't have a gnaw. Well, so always does make sense. There's always the other way of looking at it. But it's okay, says the Gemara, it's a kamachem, it's the opposite way around. If anything, it's the other way around. But it's a chaval way to keep going and going because there's going to make more and more people grumpy. So, okay, maybe we'll stop here for now. And not big grumpiness to live at least. But maybe if we do have a show on Sundays in future, it's because I may on Friday to do well a bit. If we do have a show on Sunday in the morning at 9 o'clock, 9:30, if we did, then we should try and have a ride maybe on Friday. Friday is getting longer. To just prepare that to be in the Gemara. Just the Gemara, that's all we did.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything more deeper than that. Okay, Fridays are getting long anyway. It's always good to know.
Why did the Gemara choose when it's a bit earlier? When it's trying to figure out what Rabban Shmuel or hold, it gives a shot that's not where they get it from. They get it from how they must, how they learn shore. So why did the Gemara even propose that?
I mean, originally the Gemara thought from Sukkim, and then they said it didn't work from Sukkim, so therefore we went to a different stage. Yeah. It's Omar Lachol, the Gemara said, he will say like this. All the grab themselves. The Gemara first suggested saying it from Sukkim, and the Gemara said, didn't work with Sukkim, went on to Gemara. I mean, that's, we tried the Sukkim, didn't work, so went on to as far as. I saw on Chavez, I saw very nice. He says, Hashem Yilochim Lochim Vatim Tacharishim. Mechilta said, Hashem Yilochim Lochim means Hashem will fight for you. When they went about to go into the Yom Suf, Hashem will fight for you and you'll all be quiet. So Mechilta says, not just now Hashem will fight with you, but for all future times, Hashem will fight for you, with you, for you. So Meshach Chokma says, they're really glad so I had a good time. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Just the guy here, the Tzion, and Tzion are coming after us. So we've got nowhere to go, longer forward, longer back, longer anyway. They really had a good time. Hashem had to do this for them. There was no, it wasn't, well, you know, because you're davening so much, Hashem's going to give it to you. Hashem had to. He took us out. And that was a situation when they had a good time and Hashem had to do it. But throughout the days afterwards, there's times when Klal Yisrael don't have such a source. They have a time now on Hashem. What you have to do. No. Klal Yisrael and Nishtal are various things. I mean, we're also saying that even things when at in Tacharishon, even times when you've got no right to express yourself, man, you've got no claim of Hashem, Hashem will continue to be fighting on our behalf. So I thought this is a very opportune in our time, unfortunately. But yeah, okay, I'll see. We could carry on saying the Vitor if you want, but I don't want to stop it. Right. What are we doing here now? Secretary. Bobby Kamet, 3B, 4A.